escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
So can somebody explain to me, and maybe you can't, why a CEO for a company we've never heard of before, Astronomer, is apparently having an affair with his HR manager at a Coldplay concert. They are exposed, and the internet will not shut up. I had Sarah over at the house today.
It was on all the late night shows last night.
We do Pancake Friday every Friday morning. And I said, have you heard about the Coldplay concert? She goes, oh my word. Oh my word. I mean, my 24-year-old daughter, 23-year-old daughter, no, 24, is well, she doesn't watch, you know, NBC or CNN or any of that stuff, and she is fully aware of this Astronomer CEO at Gillette Stadium in, outside of Boston, canoodling with his HR manager.
Now, I have not counted, but if I had to guess, Page Six and the New York Post have posted probably 22 stories about it so far.
It's a meme. It's a meme. Did you see Spotify this morning? Spotify, the gigantic conglomerate that is Spotify, posted on all of their social media platforms, hey, act now. We have Coldplay tickets for you and your favorite coworker.
Huh. Okay.
That is from Spotify's verified account.
What is the fascination that we have with a rather nondescript guy?
Because he's a millionaire.
Maybe more than that.
She is his subordinate.
And whoa, they got
look at these two. All right. Come on. You okay? Uh-oh, what? Either they're having an affair or they're just very shy.
Either they're having an affair or they're very shy. Well, Chris Martin, they're having an affair. We think.
I don't know. If you're asking why does something like that pop, why did the dress that was blue and or gold go viral? There's a book about all of that called The Tipping Point. It's several years old. It's a very good book about what is it before the event and then after event in that very short window of time that makes something go. And I don't know that anyone can explain it, Scott. Sometimes it's the dumbest thing.
Now, I do feel bad for some of the people involved.
Who?
I don't feel bad.
Well, the spouses.
For the CEO. I don't feel bad for the chief of HR.
Nor do I.
But the CEO's wife and kids, Page Six reported that she has since removed all pictures, including the entire family, from her social media pages. So if it's just her and the kids, or if it's just her, those pictures are still on her social media pages. Any picture involving him, now gone. She also changed her name back from her married name to her maiden name. We haven't heard much about the family of the chief HR lady, but they have been dragged into this, and they don't deserve any
right.
of this negative
or
press.
Or any children, or, you know. That
no,
are,
I agree with you on that.
And it was on every late night show last night. Every late night show last night. And then speaking of late night show, what the heck, Stephen Colbert?
Okay, so here it is.
My gosh, I didn't have that on my bingo card.
Sam, if you'll get the audio ready here in just a second, Stephen Colbert goes on TV last night as host of The Late Show for more than a decade.
Oh, yeah.
And says he is, not only is he being fired, the entire show is going to cease to exist.
Oh, hey, next everybody. Night. We got a great show for you tonight. Senator Adam Schiff was my guest. We harmonized on Seven Bridges Road. What a voice, I cried. But before we start the show, I want to let you know something that I found out just last night. Next year will be our last season. The network will be ending The Late Show in May. And yeah, I share your feelings. It's not just the end of our show, but it's the end of The Late Show on CBS. I'm not being replaced. This is all just going away. And I do want to say that the folks at CBS have been great partners. I'm so grateful to the Tiffany Network for giving me this chair and this beautiful theater to call home. And of course, I'm grateful to you, the audience, who have joined us. Every night, in here, out there, all around the world, Mr. and Mrs. America and all the ships at sea. I'm grateful to share the stage with this band, these artists over here every night.
Was this the best kept secret in Hollywood?
No, it was not, because he was only informed the night before last. And he was told, and CBS is insisting that this is financial. Okay. I find that hard to believe, and here's why.
It doesn't cost a lot of money to put those shows
actually,
on.
Actually, it does.
It's way cheaper than a full-on weekly sitcom.
But it is expensive, and they are in the Ed Sullivan Theater that the rent, I'm sure, is not cheap.
Okay.
Having said that, he is a notorious critic of the current administration. The CBS is trying to merge with another company, Paramount, not CBS, but Paramount, which owns CBS, is trying to merge with another company that needs federal government approval. Yes, Sam, I have completely bought into conspiracy theories.
I don't know what has happened to you this week. I don't know.
What
is in the water?
What is in the water? I don't necessarily disagree. We're not going to get into the politics of it.
He's number one of the three.
I know Jimmy Kimmel was furious last night. His competitor, Jimmy Kimmel, went on and just blasted this decision. So, you know, will he show up somewhere else, Scott?
He'll end up on Comedy Central redoing The Daily Show.
Oh, God, he's brilliant.
Because he did take over The Daily Show, you may recall, after Jon Stewart left. Let me take that back. He either took over The Daily Show or he held the Colbert Report.
Yes.
Let me rephrase.
Rapport.
Colbert Report. right after. I could see him landing back on Comedy Central. Maybe Fox picks him up and creates their own show.
I mean, he's not worried about where his next meal is coming from.
No, God, no.
By the way, Jimmy Kimmel wrote on Instagram, "Love you, Stephen, you and all of your Sheldons, CBS," referencing the cost of putting on the follow-up sitcom to The Big Bang Theory, Young Sheldon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you find, if you would be so kind, Jimmy Kimmel actually came out on stage last night and ripped CBS a new one over this decision. I'm not buying that it's financial. I'm not buying it for 1 minute. I think this has everything to do with Paramount wanting to merge. It's not ByteDance, but it's like Front Dance, or I can't remember the name of the company. But they need federal government approval to make that merger work. And keep in mind, it was only 2 weeks ago that CBS Paramount settled with the president regarding 60 Minutes. And Colbert came out and was critical of that decision to settle with the administration.
Well, but as long as late night shows, because I don't want to make this about this administration or any other, quite frankly, as long as late night shows have been around, and I include Saturday Night Live in that, they have all been critical of every administration.
That's
it's
true.
What they are there to do, to make us laugh, entertain, and inform. So this is no different than any other late night host, back to Johnny Carson.
The difference is Colbert is number one out of the three between him, Fallon, and Kimmel. He is number one.
Yeah.
And yet somehow CBS and Paramount can't make that profitable. But yet The Tonight Show and whatever Kimmel show is called, I don't remember, those shows apparently are profitable. They didn't even give Colbert the opportunity to renegotiate his salary. You're gone. Next May, you're gone.
Wow. Does he stay?
I think he goes on to another network. I think he's that popular.
Keep in mind, though, we've seen other juggernaut shows that on the outside, all we think is how much money are they raking in. And when you dig into the beans, they're not balancing out that well.
Man, I just don't see it with this show, Sam. Well,
what are you going to put in its place? A rerun of 60 minutes?
That is exactly what they're going to put.
You know what doesn't cost $40 million a year? A rerun of 60 minutes.
Or a game show. That's why you're starting to see many game shows.
Yeah,
they
right.
are, you know, if you look at the finances, they are the cheapest to put on. Even with the winnings that the people win, they're the cheapest to put on.
I don't think Kimmel had a monologue about it last night because he would have found out while he was on the stage.
Well, it depends on when he goes on as opposed to when Colbert goes on.
Well, we'll find it and maybe play it a little later in the program. Don't forget Festivus Friday coming up at 5 p.m. I have a rare grievance involving some Chinese takeout we got the other night. I cannot wait to share that story with you.
What?
And then when you...
Did you end up on the toilet?
When you were young...
Not yet.
If you're our age, Scott, or older, when you were young, did your parents throw you into the swimming pool?
Yes.
If you feared the water?
It wasn't my parents. It was the swimming instructor.
So back then, that was considered the way you do it. You're scared to swim? Boom. Mm-hmm. There is a dad facing backlash, and people are saying he should be charged for what he did to one of his kiddos who was too afraid to take that jump.
So when we get to this, I will tell you the story. We were in Fort Hood, Texas. It was in the mid-70s. My mom signed me up for swimming lessons. This lady had her own indoor private pool.
Oh, wow. That's highfalutin.
And she also taught me how to play piano and guitar. Neither of which I continue to understand or play. And I can still see, Dana, in my mind's eye, the day that I was standing by the pool, I was 5 years old. She comes up behind me, lifts me up from my underpits, throws me in the water and goes, get in.
Yep.
I went in.
I hated swim lessons, and that's why we're going to talk about this.
913.
Festivus Friday brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate. Check it out, Q39KC.com.
Telephone number here is 913-586-7798.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
In a social media post yesterday, police in Kansas City asking for the community's assistance in identifying the urn after it was discovered at a work site near 63rd and Euclid. The urn has no markings on it, no etchings, no tags, outside or inside. Police simply don't know who's in the urn. The urn was found near Daniel Boone Park, a park known once to have been a gravesite. Once a gravesite? What, it isn't anymore? And they're trying to find the family of the unmarked urn. I don't know how to break this to you, police department, but there's a reason that urns go unclaimed. Let's be honest.
This is off of 63rd Street. I think they mentioned it used to be a gravesite, not because they think that somehow the urn was underground and then was unearthed, but maybe to give folks some sort of like landmark. Because when you said Daniel Boone Park, I've been covering this town more than 30 years, Scott.
I've never heard of Daniel Boone Park. Neither have I.
So
that was my first thought.
If you're
like,
missing an urn
that?
and you are familiar with that area off 63rd, and I think it's Euclid.
Yep.
And you are missing your loved one. I don't know why you would be missing your loved one.
Yeah, apparently you're not missing them.
Let me ask you this. Did someone burglarize someone's home, steal a bunch of stuff, ended up with the urn, and then someone said, no, I'll take the laptop and I'll take this, but like I'm superstitious, I ain't taking an urn, and they dumped it over there because there's a cemetery nearby. I think that's the most likely scenario. Someone stole it or stole a car with that in it. And thought, I don't want to be in that business.
Okay, that is not where I was going.
What? How do you think it ended up out there?
I think that somebody was cremated.
Okay.
They were put into an urn.
Yes.
The family never bothered to show up to claim it. And whatever funeral home said, well, we don't want it anymore. Let's take it to Daniel Boone Park.
No, because funeral homes live by a code, unless you're that one 2 weeks ago that has been shut down. Funeral directors live by a code that you do not do that.
Oh, and everybody follows the code?
Except for that one funeral home.
Just the one.
The state shut down
just the one.
Last week because,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I think you give people too much credit.
We'll keep you posted.
From Fox 4, one Kansas City couple says they've had enough. After a string of break-ins, including two costly thefts of their motorcycles, they are packing up, selling their River Market condo. They are leaving the city for good. Security footage shared with Fox 4 shows a man entering the Bridgeworks lofts, breaking a glass door, heading directly to the garage. Moments later, he's seen riding off on Madison Sanders' Harley-Davidson motorcycle stolen from inside her building. says Madison Sanders, it's been a very agonizing experience. It's been a very violating experience. It has affected my sense of safety living in the River Market. We sleep now with protection next to us on our dressers. It is unfortunate to have to sleep next to a weapon to feel safe in the River Market. According to Sanders, there have been 7 break-ins in the last year, 3 of them since June 4th.
Just against them?
No, I think in the entire complex. 2 of those targeted her directly.
Got it.
Resulting in the loss of both of her Harley Davidsons worth more than $20,000 combined.
Yes.
To start the motorcycle, wouldn't one need a key?
Not necessarily.
Okay, help me out.
You can jumpstart it same way you would jumpstart a car.
Okay.
Do I ask my question?
Yes, Sam, go ahead.
If they stole your Harley Davidson the first time and you had a second Harley Davidson in the same parking spot.
Well, where else are you supposed to park your motorcycle? I wouldn't park it outside.
I wouldn't park it in the same parking spot. They just stole my last one.
But like where I used to live, I had a designated parking spot.
It was also gated.
You
couldn't get in without a key.
Well, now, I do believe the apartment complex is in the River Market, at least the couple of ones that I've been to because friends live there.
I think they broke the glass to get in, Scott.
Those parking garages are secured.
They're secured. Somebody took something, smashed their way in, and then rolled on out with that thing.
We saw the same thing. I think it was, I don't want to name them if I'm wrong, but one of the luxury complexes right by the Power and Light District, if you know where I'm going. Where there was a very prominent figure, if I remember correctly, a Chiefs player had his car stolen out of one of those secure garages.
Does it end with light?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Might be a number there somewhere. Might be
1, 2, or 3.
Maybe. I don't know.
So, wait a minute. Let's assume, and we're just assuming, that they live in a complex where the garage is gated.
Yeah.
How does one get into a gated garage? Is it possible, just spitballing here, that the motorcycles were stolen by somebody who lives at the complex?
It is possible, but at least in one of the cases, the guy broke the glass door to get in and headed into the glass doors that you have to have a key fob to get in. He just smashed on through that.
Okay, but how do you open the gate to the garage to get out?
Scott, I don't know.
It's a sensor. So like you pull up, pull onto the weighted plate, and the security arm raises, and you drive out.
I will tell you this, Scott. Someone very close to us just got a condo in one of these areas. Okay.
Okay.
Young, hip, you know, is going to love living down there. But I said, you know, you got to be aware of your surroundings. And I think that's true of anywhere in town. I really do.
Anywhere in town?
I remember thinking, you know, just, you know, be aware of your surroundings. And we shouldn't have to feel like that in this town.
I agree.
I know a guy who drove a very, very nice, completely refurbished 1987 Monte Carlo and lived in a very nice apartment complex in Overland Park. And 2 dudes covered head to toe, hoodies, motorcycle helmets, the whole 9, pulled up on separate motorcycles, hopped out, stole the car, and came back for the second motorcycle. They
really look
like a professional crew straight out of a movie.
And what do they do with the 1987 Monte Carlo?
Well, we can't find it, so we don't know.
Do you sell it for parts? Look, do you sell it to somebody who's nefarious?
It can happen anywhere.
And this was not the River Market. This was not an area you would think to be high in crime. This is a very nice apartment complex. Again, secured garage. They drove the motorcycles around the arms.
So is the city market not safe?
Yes.
It is safe or it is not?
It is, but I remember saying to this person that is close to us, you know, after 10 p.m., you just need to be more aware of your surroundings, and I want you to promise me that you will be.
After 10 p.m., I'm asleep.
You're old, Scott.
I would argue that most people, especially on a work night, are asleep at 10 p.m.
But are we not seeing more crime in the River Market?
I think, you know, we know people who've had guns pointed in their, you know, gut for far less in broad daylight.
By the way, I take offense to you calling me old.
Well, you said, well, I'm in bed by 10 p.m. I just think, you know, if you're young.
What time do you go to bed these days?
Nine. But if you are young and living in a vibrant entertainment district.
So what does that make you?
Old.
Okay.
If you're younger and living in a vibrant entertainment district.
You're in bed before I'm in bed.
I know it. I don't think that most of them are probably in bed at 10.
Do you ever see the ninth inning of a Royals game?
I try to make it to the seventh inning stretch.
By stretch, that's when you're getting
with
into bed.
Various levels of success.
Okay, Johnny, let's touch those toes. Let's touch those toes and get in bed.
Orthopedic shoes ain't going to take themselves off.
Is there a lot of, oh, it's a deep burn. 913.
We saw the ice cream shop that got robbed.
Yep. Yeah.
Twice, I believe it was.
913-586-7798. We have Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news here on Dana and Parks.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
So I know that our phones are listening and whatever, big tech is spying on us. But yesterday we talked on this program, and we're going to bring it up again because, my God, some of you are still struggling. The flooding after that record, you know, 6 to 10 inch rainfall. And Scott, I think Western Shawnee got 6-7 inches, correct?
8.7.
I had friends out at Quivira say their rain gauges stopped at 9. Quivira just got flooded as well. And so we talked about it for about an hour on the program yesterday, talked about a KCK family that has lost everything. Mm-hmm. They had fish in their living room because of the flooding, right? I get in my car last night and I get a text from an 816 phone number. And the text reads, it's not if it fails, it is when. Prevent flooding damage, upgrade now, and save up to $500. This is from an 816 number. We did not have flooding, but we talked about flooding on the program yesterday. Mm-hmm. I posted a couple of pictures on Facebook of the flag that was underwater out at Falcon Ridge. And then I get a text to my phone from an 816 number that, not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And I sent that to you and Sam, and I'm like, are you kidding me?
Look at this. This is from the Channel 5 story.
Oh, we've got to talk about Lenexa.
The flooding in Lenexa. Tell me what you see on this rock.
It looks like a gigantic python.
Yes.
Is that a python?
I don't know.
So it's geofencing. This insurance company sent out a text message to everyone within probably the Kansas City metropolitan area.
You don't think that that is shockingly insensitive on a day where a family has lost everything to geofence that? So not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. I would have called back that number and said, how dare you, if I lived in Lenexa or one of these neighborhoods that that got flooded. And we'll post this to our social media accounts because it's the Whispering Hills neighborhood. And if you live out there, or if you are related to someone who lives out there, we would love to hear from you. They are saying it is the worst flooding that they have ever seen.
Worse than 93?
Floodwaters rushed through the streets, the backyards. It overwhelmed all of the storm drains. Huh. Their basements are underwater. And apparently there's a creek that runs through the neighborhood, Whispering Hills.
Well, it's not a creek anymore. It's a lake.
And it spilled over its banks.
Wow.
And into those homes.
You guys remember the crazy straight line windstorm we had last year, right?
Yeah.
So I was at my favorite watering hole having a couple of juice boxes with a buddy, and we were talking about the windstorm, and this guy that was sitting alone two spaces down started talking to us about it. So we got into a conversation with him. Turns out he was from Florida. Why was he in town? Because his entire job, and he made a ridiculous amount of money.
Yeah.
His entire job was to work for an insurance company and to travel around the country.
Oh.
And he would show up to places that had severe storm damage, take pictures of homes. He would get up in like a bucket truck and take pictures of people's roofs and write them a quota or a quote for repairs based on that insurance company.
Is that not predatory?
No, because you already have the insurance. Nobody's going to come to you and say, hey, your house has been damaged.
Let us insure it.
Let me insure it.
Listen to this from Russ Yui, who's lived in the neighborhood for 18 years. I have never experienced that kind of rain here ever. He was woken up at 3 a.m. by the sound of rain pounding on his door.
Yeah.
He said it was a monsoon type of wind. I looked out. The branches were bent and swaying. He estimates at least 7 inches of rain fell during that storm and said filled his basement. His belongings have been scattered everywhere.
Well, like I said to you yesterday, we had at least two people on our block whose basements flooded. And you can always tell whose basements flooded because they're walking to the curb with a shop vac and dumping the water out into the curb, into the gutter. And that's when you know, ooh, they had a rough night.
Part of the problem is now, we talked about this a little bit yesterday with that KCK family. You know, you need a company to come out and help and to get the water out and to stop the mold. Get in line. There are thousands of people all over our town that are in that predicament.
I told you yesterday, we had a gal in the sales department who lives two doors down from me, and their basement flooded. They had called one of these restoration companies, whatever you want to call
Serve
it.
Serve Pro.
Yeah,
kind of a Serve Pro or whatever. It wasn't Serve Pro, but it was a company like that.
Yeah.
And she told me yesterday when we were talking out in the front yard that the earliest they could come out was today.
Okay.
They must have been working overtime last night because when I drove home, as I'm pulling into the neighborhood last night after work, they had one of those Serve Pro companies at their home in the driveway pumping out their basement. And they only had 3 inches of rain. I say only. they only had 3 inches of rain in their basement. But think about that. I mean, if you have a finished basement, you've got you more likely than not have carpet down there.
Furniture.
You have, of course, furniture.
You have fish.
Well, yeah. I mean, I have a drum set in my basement, and I guarantee you, if there's 3 inches of rain down there,
that thing's floating.
That drum set is ruined.
But wouldn't that bass drum make a super cool fish tank?
Really?
What is the deal with the snake there, too? My God.
I don't know.
Is that somebody's pet that got out?
Dana, I don't know.
Maybe there's a python breeder in the neighborhood. Which, by the way, that has recently started showing up on my social media. They're listening.
They are listening. They are listening. Police say a would-be burglar suffered severe electrical burns at a vacant building in southeast Wichita yesterday.
Yeah.
Good.
Keep reading.
I hope it hurt.
Well, yeah.
First responders were dispatched at around 5:15 to a burn call at Harry and Governor. When police arrived, Sedgwick County EMS was already on scene, rendering aid to a 39-year-old man who had severe burns to his upper body.
Mm-hmm. What was he doing?
Burglarizing?
Well, yes, he was criming, but specifically what? How?
Oh, he's listed in critical condition.
Yes.
He got it good.
He was, quote, burned by electricity while committing the burglary in a vacant building.
Who called 911?
I bet you he did. Sir, what are you doing there? Well, that's complicated.
Okay.
You know, are they trying to steal the wires for
the copper?
Copper.
Yeah, of course.
All right.
He was shocked.
Wow, Sam!
Out. Right now. Out.
He's going to recover, but I bet that's the last time he's criming for a while.
Really? Once you're a crimer, aren't you always a crimer?
Not after a third-degree burn like that, Scott.
A man is being charged with more than 24 felonies and is accused of impersonating a firefighter. A firefighter. During the deadly Palisades fire in California last year.
Good God.
Quoting here from the LA County Attorney, Nathan Hochman, this defendant's alleged actions reflect a disturbing pattern of lawlessness and disregard for public safety. Steve Farzam, 46 years old, accused of crimes that span from 2023 to May of 2025. He's accused of impersonating a firefighter, assaulting a first responder, and targeting an aircraft with a laser. They recovered two vehicles from his home. One is thought to be a fire truck. That is correct. A fire truck.
Okay.
From his home.
So he went full on impersonating firefighter. He didn't impersonate halfway. He went the whole way.
That is correct. He is held without bond. How did he
get a fire truck? Crimin.
Dana, do I look like somebody who's ever been on the market for a fire truck?
No, you don't.
Have you?
No, I have not.
He is charged with 23 felonies, 5 misdemeanors.
You know, anytime there's a tragedy, someone will try to exploit it. Knocking on the door, ma'am, I'm here to help, but you need to get out. And then he probably cleared out everybody's belongings.
Faces up to 23 years in prison if he is found guilty.
Good. Bye.
913-586-7798, 586-7798. We have Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. That is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate. Q39KC.com. This is why I don't go on cruises. More than 140 passengers and crew members aboard a Royal Caribbean International cruise ship have been sickened with GI illnesses.
Get a norovirus, did we?
That have led to vomiting and diarrhea, according to the CDC.
Poop cruise!
It's another poop cruise. The outbreak happened on the Navigator of the Seas ship. During its voyage July 4th to the 11th, the ship sailed from Los Angeles to a few stops in Mexico, including Cabo, and then back again. The outbreak was reported on July 11th to the CDC's Vessel Sanitation Program, which works to prevent
and
control
sanitation.
The spread of gastrointestinal illnesses on cruise ships. Cruise ships are required to report any outbreak to the CDC.
Right.
I did not know that.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
134 out of 3,900 passengers on board the reported ship were ill during the journey, while seven of the crew members were also ill. The predominant symptoms were diarrhea and vomiting.
Mm-hmm.
Honey, you want to go upstairs and sit out in the sun? No. I think I'm going to sit right here.
I love the cruise. I'm going to do it again. I love
Where
the cruise.
Going? Where are you going?
We have not yet decided, but I have never been to Europe. You know that, Scott.
Mm-hmm.
And we're looking at the calendar next year. And people have said to me the first time you do it, a cruise is the best way to do it because you can see a little bit of everything.
Like a river cruise?
Maybe.
Okay.
Or are you going to do a Mediterranean cruise?
They both look so good.
You know, if you're going to do a cruise, I've never been on a cruise in Europe, but the girls have,
mm-hmm.
is they started in Rome,
yep,
I believe, and then went to Croatia, and then went to Greece.
A friend of mine did all of those, like that whole little place, and I remember saying, what was your favorite? Of all of the things, what was your favorite?
Yeah.
Hands down, they said it was Croatia. That it wasn't even close.
It's a beautiful country. I never went there. I mean, when I didn't live there, but I may have been there.
Yeah, yeah. Once
in
twice.
Europe,
yes.
But Croatia was part of the Eastern Bloc.
Yeah.
Back then,
you didn't just go roaming over there.
So we didn't go over to Croatia. No. No, we did not.
A lot of empty buildings over there, huh?
No, that was in East Berlin, Sam. But I wouldn't know.
Right, right.
I wouldn't know because I've never been to East Berlin twice.
Right.
Twice.
All good.
New Jerseyans are America's biggest ice cream connoisseurs.
New Jerseyans?
New Jerseyans. That is correct. New Mexico is right behind them. Third place is California, Kansas, New York, and North Dakota, all in third.
Tomorrow, National Ice Cream Day.
That is correct. Would you care to guess, ladies and germs? The favorite ice cream flavors in these United States.
Strawberry.
Number 3.
Chocolate.
Number 2.
Vanilla.
Number 1.
Okay.
Then it gets tough.
Do you have a top 10?
I do have a top 10.
Is it mint chocolate chip? I don't like it.
That is number 7.
Ooh, tastes like toothpaste to me.
Way low. I love mint chocolate chip.
I love regular chocolate chip, and it is not on the list.
Cookies and cream?
Cookies and cream, Sam, is number 6.
Rocky Road.
Rocky Road is number 9, Dana Wright.
Is there like a double chocolate chip?
There is not.
Is like there a cookie dough?
Cookie dough is number 5.
Ooh, we're doing good, Sam. Ooh, wait.
You're only missing 3.
What about Neapolitan?
Negative Ghost Rider.
I love the Neapolitan.
It did not make the top 10.
See, with Neapolitan, you got to make up your mind. Why do I get 3 different ice creams?
Because they're all glorious.
They're so good all together, Sam.
Pistachio. Yes.
Pistachio. Is number 8.
Pistachio. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have guessed that. Is there a butter brickle or a caramel? My dad and grandpa
How about
to
a
love.
Butter pecan?
Butter pecan.
Butter pecan is number 4. Number 4.
Which one are we missing?
You're missing number 10.
Is it like really obvious?
No.
Ooh. It's not like moose knuckle, is it? Oh, is it cherry?
Moose knuckle?
Yeah, it's got little peanuts in it. It's got chocolate and caramel.
No.
Cherry?
No.
Why? Don't you love moose? I love moose knuckle.
Oh, I love it.
I'll give you the first word.
What?
Salted.
Caramel.
Yep.
Ooh, salted caramel.
Now.
Love me some salted caramel.
America's favorite ice cream toppings.
Chocolate chip.
Chocolate.
Chocolate chip. Negative, Ghost Rider.
Oreos.
Doesn't even make the top 10.
And worms. Gummy worms and Oreos. Dirt and worms.
I'm going to go with cookie crumbles
for
your Oreos. That is number 6.
Okay.
Sprinkles.
Sprinkles is number 8.
By the way, Dana, the term you were looking for was moose tracks.
Moose tracks.
Yeah.
Stay focused.
Is it caramel or chocolate syrup?
Number 2.
Yeah. Caramel or butterscotch or whatever that is.
Butterscotch is number 10.
I love butterscotch in the old Smucker's glass. And do you know if you put that in the microwave for 30 seconds and pick it up, you'll scald yourself and have to go to KU Med?
Let's focus.
Strawberries.
Strawberry, number 9.
Raspberries.
No.
Blueberries.
No.
I got nothing then.
Number 1 is hot fudge.
Yeah, chocolate. I said that earlier.
Okay, well, you didn't say hot fudge.
Okay.
Number 3 is chocolate syrup.
Okay.
Number four is whipped cream. Number five, chopped nuts.
Ooh,
that sounds painful. And number seven is peanut butter.
If you have not looked this up, go home later and do it. Actor John Goodman, 73 years old, has lost 200 pounds. He started his weight loss journey in 2007. Ice cream was one of his, I read,
vices.
Yeah.
913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks. Here on KMBZ, the news is next.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.